What does the Quran say about mockery? Mockery is an example of poor morality which God certainly does not approve of. There are many manifestations of mockery in irreligious societies, including mocking the imperfections or defects of others, and calling one another by unpleasant nicknames. In the Quran, God warns people against this evil act as follows. Woe to every fault-finding backbiter. Another type of mockery referred to by God in the Quran is that of believers by unbelievers. It is revealed in the Quran that, unable to grasp that the believers were on the true path, people who believed themselves to be superior to the believers mocked them. Some of the verses on this subject read, those who did evil used to laugh at those who believed. When they passed by them, they would wink at one another. Yet, God reveals that these people are greatly mistaken and heralds the tragic end they will come to as follows. So today, those who believe are laughing at the disbelievers on couches, gazing in wonder. Have the disbelievers been rewarded for what they did? Furthermore, God describes in the Quran those who hold Islam and His revelations to mockery, and reveals that these people reject every warning from God and His messengers. They are the people who do not measure the power of God to its full extent, and ignore the fact that they will be judged in His presence. Yet these people will be bewildered in the hereafter and will be repaid for the mockery they used to engage in. This fact is clearly mentioned in the Quran as, those are the people who reject their Lord's signs and the meeting with Him. Their actions will come to nothing, and on the day of rising, we will not assign them any weight. That is their repayment, hell, because they disbelieved and made a mockery of my signs and of my messengers.